Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Remember, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Also, we would love for you to direct you to ysrsuperweek.com. One lucky listener from our show is going to be joining us at the Palazzo for 3 days and two nights in July. We're looking so forward to the big trip. Well, right now, Andy Pondillo, hey, he was on with us in hour one. Where he's going to rejoin us here in hour two. We're going to go around the horn some more and talk about the Yankees. You know, it's interesting, as we continue, Annie, to see just the improvements that are being made, who has stepped up in from the leadership standpoint and filled the shoes of Derek Jeter?
It definitely would have had to been Alex Rodriguez, because you could look at their new shortstop, Gregorius. I wouldn't imagine he's the guy leading this team, light hitting shortstop at best. But, you know, you got Brett Gardner over there who's been there for a while. Alex Rodriguez, who's obviously one of the greatest hitters in baseball history. Mark Teixeira, who got off to a pretty good start hitting home runs this season. Nobody really just tearing the cover off the ball in this lineup. Nobody going to win a Cy Young in the starting rotation. And you definitely don't have David Robertson, that electric closer, like they used to have. But this has been a good team effort from the Yankees. It's been different from what we've seen in recent years, where you do still have the superstar power on this team, but you don't necessarily have all these guys in their prime just bashing the balls, and they've been winning with team baseball. Don't know if it continues or not. I think they're going to stay in the hunt, but I would imagine seeing them come down some. Again, though, two wild cards in baseball now. 87 wins, 88 wins. That could be enough to get you to that wild card game.
Okay, so we highlight and talk about the Yankees. Let's transition now and talk about the Rays. The trade for David Price last year, and they found a new ace in Chris Archer.
Yes, Chris Archer, a young phenom, a 2.10 ERA. They let Price go. They pretty much just trade everybody. They don't hold on to any of their starters. James Shields, David Price, the list goes on and on and on. They lose guys to injury, but yet they keep coming back, and they continue to have one of the best rotations in baseball year after year after year. It is quite impressive, the pipeline of pitching that this team can develop, and every team should be quite jealous of the Tampa Bay Rays, but I'm not jealous of how they don't spend money when they need to build up that offense. The offense has been good. The offense has done enough. Over 40 wins already this season. Longoria not hitting for the power he used to. The key is he stayed healthy for most of the season, and that's unique for Evan Longoria. Do they continue? This division is so tough to predict. It's hard to really measure who's going to stay good through August and September. Archer has been very solid over 100 innings pitched. We haven't seen him log a 220-inning season. To be a true ace, he's got to be able to go that strong through August and September.
Has the Tampa Bay Rays, have they always been so conservative in terms of with spending to go out and secure one of those big names?
Yes, they don't believe in spending money in Tampa. They can't get anybody in their stadium. It's an awful stadium. They can't get a whole lot of revenue, and I guess the only way to get revenue is by not spending money. So if anybody puts their butts in the seat, they're getting something. So they kind of buy the Oakland A's theory of building a baseball team. You keep these guys young, under club control, cheap. Before they hit free agency, you unload them, recrop on prospects, get back. They've done a good job of changing all their pieces, but there is something to be said about teams that win World Series. The Giants, they have a unit. They have a consistent unit that they can bring back. They can mix and match, yes, but you know Madison Bumgarner is going to be there. You know Buster Posey is going to be there. You know these constant leaders are going to lead you through three rounds of postseason play. The Rays, they're a regular season team. They get to the division series, but there's new faces every year. Longoria is the one constant. It's just hard to win like that without high-priced talent. You don't have to have a $180 million contract, but I do believe you also got to spend money in midseason to patch up those holes that you may have.
It's surprising, Andy, that the front office won't do something, because ultimately that's going to affect your bottom line. I mean, you just said it. I mean, the fans aren't out there supporting them.
They aren't out there, but I think it's more of a stadium issue. The stadium's not located in the best area of Tampa Bay. They have to go and travel a little bit of ways. They need a retractable roof out there. Get them some outdoor baseball and indoor baseball instead of playing in that dome. You know, I don't know what the future is for the Rays. They've tried to get that stadium. They've tried different ways to get the fans out. It's just not a buy over there. And this type of team, you put them in a major baseball area, they're selling out stadiums left and right. They're probably making moves because they're selling out the stadiums and bringing in a guy like Jordan Zimmermann next year to really solidify that rotation. So it's not a good situation for them. I don't know if they stay in Tampa Bay in the next 10 years if we find them in another city. Regardless, they're always an interesting, fun team to watch because they do so much with so little. Them and the Oakland Athletics, they're teams that are always hard to count out.
What was your forecast coming into the season about the Yankees? I know that you weren't
awful.
Yeah, it was. I remember us having that conversation.
I'm quite surprised, but, you know, they've put it together this season. They have veterans on that team, and they've showed staying power. If you're still in it around mid to late June, it's far enough in the season now to where we can say that, you know, you might have a squad, yet the second half of the season always gives us surprises. There will be a team somewhere in baseball right now that's 5, 6, 7 games under 500 that gets hot, and maybe we'll even go to the last week for a playoff position. So as much as we like to forecast right now, teams like Oakland, teams like San Diego, teams like the Cincinnati Reds, you know, if they don't decide to sell, you never know if they could get hot and get back in the race, because the second wild card, again, all you got to do is be a little better than 500, and you might be able to qualify. So there's a lot of teams always in the discussion.
Andy, what's your view of the Orioles? Are they overrated?
I think the Orioles are a bit overrated. They had a great season last year. They've definitely – Buck Showalter has done an amazing job with that organization, and if they ever get rid of him, they are being dumb, because he has changed the way, the culture, the thought process of that organization. Though this year – I don't like their pitching. I don't like their offense. Everything on their team's just blah to me. And it's blah to maybe an 82-80 record. I don't know if they can make enough additions to really fix this. They could hang around in the hunt, but people value the Baltimore offense a lot more than I think they should. They lost too much in the offseason. Manny Machado, definitely a great youngster. The loss of Markakis and Nelson Cruz, though, it's just too much for that offense to handle. Too much is being put on Adam Jones's plate now. Chris Davis, I don't believe, is the hitter that a lot of people think he is. I think he has a lot of power, but definitely overhyped when it comes to slugging first base.
He knows his stuff. Andy Pondillo tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Going to transition now. AL West, the Astros, they continue to lead the division since April, but they won't go untested.
No, they won't. The Angels are coming up. The Athletics, I keep mentioning them. They best last place team in baseball, the Oakland Athletics. Do not count this team out by any means right now. Unless they decide to sell, and don't put it past Billy Bean to start selling when he's actually in playoff contention. Though I think these teams are coming up. The Rangers have been far better than most think, and with the Rangers possibly being a team in for Cole Hamels, that changes their whole season around. You can't forget about the Mariners as well, who a lot of people thought were going to be one of the better teams in baseball. Their pitching could be a lot better. Their offense has been horrible. You know, these teams, they can get on runs. They're all within striking distance still. 9-10 games behind. It looks bad. But again, a whole half of the season, we've seen a lot of wild things happen. We've seen teams with a 7-game lead with 3 weeks left to play blow that lead. So the Astros are going to go tested. I mean, they are going to have to play even better baseball in the second half to fend off these teams, because when you get a good veteran team that knows how to win in August, September, it differs from a young first half team.
Okay, I got to ask you this, Andy. The Astros, they need to seriously consider trading Chris Carter?
Yes, that's been my thoughts for a while. It's tough to figure out how they're going to play Jed Lowrie when he comes back from injury. He's never played first base. Luis Valbuena now on pace for almost 40 home runs this season. So are you going to sit him down and put in Jed Lowrie? I don't think that's the answer. You also have John Singleton, who's had a very good year down at AAA Fresno. So I think the Astros, right now, they're looking to get starting pitching and add a veteran starter to that rotation. Is it going to be a haymaker? I don't know. But they're going to have to make a package deal. You're either trading 4 or 5 prospects to get somebody, or you're trading a couple prospects with some major league talent already. A team that can't hit home runs, a team that needs to add some power to maybe the 5 or 6 slot. I think they could be interested in Chris Carter. While not having a great year, I think he holds some value, not as a solo trade, but as a portion of a trade where you try to acquire a veteran starting pitcher. So I think that that's a move they should consider making.
Okay, what about the youth movement that is taking place? So many great young players right now in baseball that are succeeding. I mean, Stanton, Harper, Trout.
It's been amazing what we're seeing with the young players in baseball right now. A lot of people have said that baseball doesn't have those marketable players like they used to. Mm-hmm. I would beg to differ. In these coming years, I would expect to start seeing some of the regions really get into baseball, maybe more than they have been. Miami is a hard sell with Giancarlo, but yet they love him there. Mike Trout, I mean, best player in the whole game. You have Goldschmidt, who we don't consider a youngster anymore, but He's still pretty young. He's still in his mid-20s. He's the best hitter in all of the National League, in my opinion. Carlos Correa, mm-hmm. What more can you say? The guy's been an absolute five-tool player in every regard. And Chris Bryant has really energized the Chicago Cubs fan base. These guys have been absolutely amazing watching them play and really take the game to a high level at such a young age. So let's see where they can go. Sky's the limit for a lot of these guys, and they definitely have been trained very well coming into the league. We talk about offense being down. These are the guys that changed the game. Maybe they make adjustments where the veterans haven't been making those adjustments in the past few years and starts to sway the pendulum a little bit towards the offensive game.
Well, they have certainly made quite a splash, and I would think you would agree with me. It's kind of been a historical season.
It's been different, that's for sure, and it's well needed for baseball. We hold on to guys like Albert Pujols, who's having a great year, but it's time that someone starts to take that mantle. Trout, Harper, Correa, Goldschmidt, Giancarlo Stanton, and even we talked about pitching, Archer for the Rays. These guys can be a tremendous crop of players that will be in the league for 10 years.
Oh, we love it when Andy Pondillo is with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's going to be with us next week as we're going to start breaking down stuff with the All-Star Game. Thank you, Andy.
Sounds good.
Okay, a very special thank you to all of our amazing guests and our lineup tonight. Adam Grossman, the president of Block 6 Analytics. Dan Marley, former NBA All-Star and Phoenix Suns legend. Also, Bruce Devlin, former PGA Tour player, and also a very special tribute that we played to Bob Berry Jr. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, reminding you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.